The Mishnah and Daf Chof Chesam at Beis, we had a machlokes, Rabbi Eleza, and Rabbi Akiva. Yisoidis take a machlokes. So, l'chazik quickly again to Yisoidis machlokes. Psilis ha-beged shekiplo. If you have a beged that you folded and you made into a wick, v'lo hivavo, but you didn't singe it, if you would singe it before Shabbos, then since the Gemara is going to say we're talking about a beged that's exactly gimelah boys mitzumtzomos, so the sheer beged is exactly three. So if you're mahavav it, it's already less than three before Shabbat, before Yontif. We're talking about Yontif, Shechalios, Erev Shabbos. On Erev Shabbos, you're lighting Shabbos candles. It happens to be Yontif. Yontif, there's an Issa Neulet. Yontif, you're not allowed to touch Mukta, Kong to Reb Yudah, not allowed to be Mishtamash in Mukta. There's going to be four conditions. The Gemara says, Tonestam Machloikas. In this Machloikas, in Tameo and not Tameo, we explained already. The Gemara says the Machloikas is that is Kipul Moyel Avatal Bitulei, the shame Beged. A Beged is a Kli. It's Mekabal Tumah. Minimal beged is gimel as boys, gimel as boys. So the first machlekes is Rabbi Elazar mitmeyohi. The ma'isa kippul that you did is mevatel the shame beged, and you did that before yontif. So mele it's ma'isa kippul according to Rabbi Elazar. I'm sorry, it's not mevatel the shame beged. So it remains tomei. It's still a beged. Rabbi Akiva says ma'isa kippul is mevatel it, even though you can untwist it and unfold it. Right now it's mevatel it. It's not a shame beged. So that's klor legabi tuma. Its question is ma'isa kippul mevatel shame beged or not? What's the machlekes legabe hadlaka? So the Gemara says four conditions. Number one, gimel al gimel matzum tzomais, exactly 3x3 finger breadths. Number two, yontif shchalios erev Shabbos. Condition number three, everyone holds a Reb Yehuda mesikin bekalim. You're allowed to light kalim, but a mesikin on yontif, a mesikin b'shiver kalim because you're not allowed to be mishtamish in noilad. It's called being mishtamish in noilad because the shiver kalim came about on yontif. It's like a beish and old. It's a new entity, so it cannot be masik. And number four, you have to be madlik begoy vayoytzer. That means you have to be misasik in that ma'isad loka, like in the menorah. You have to touch the wick and make sure it's lit until a majority of the wick is lit. So you're being misasik in the noilad. Why noilad? Because it was exactly gimel mitzumtzomos, and now that it became less than three, it became ois beged, ois kli, which is called noilad, a new entity, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's osa. So that's the machlekes. So what's the machlekes? The machlekes is Rabbi Kiva holds that kippul already was moil, so there's no teres kli alav. So it was never a koteris kli before yontif. So hind you being mishtamish and you madlik eitz ba'alma. There's no problem with eitz ba'alma. That's not noilat. But Rabbi Elazar holds all these four conditions: sai Reb Yehuda, sai gimel tzumtzomis, sai yontif shchalus erev Shabbos, and sai tzorch lahatik b'goy ba'yotze. So right now you're being mishtamish and noilat. Ein madlikin. Because it's tmeya, it's still a shame kli. Kippur wasn't moyel, so it's still a kli until the mice had loka, and you're still mishtamish mishas had loka because you have to be madlik till roi bayoytze is lit, and it's becoming from three by three to 2.9, and you're being mishtamish in oilud, and the contributor that's also, and that's the reason why emadlikin. So now the gemara is the kasha. Four lines from the bottom. That's in the brayso. Gimel al gimel mitzumtzomis v'leidana l'mahilchso. I don't know what it meant. What's the inyan of gimel gimel mitzumtzomis? Now I understand. Gimel makes it why it's a problem of being mishtamish in noilud because it was exactly mitzumtzomis and now b'shas tadloka it's becoming 2.9. That's called mishtamish in a berry chadosha called noilud. Zakti gemara. Now the gemara. This we're up to. Three lines from the bottom. Chof chesam beis. Since Rav Adar bar Ava's teretz just now was that is, they both hold according to Rabbi Yehuda. They both hold Rabbi Yehuda that Amish that is the is of noilad muktz is also shema minok Rabbi Yehuda sviralei. So Tzarai holds like Rabbi Yehuda. It's Rai holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Omer Rav Adar bar Ava hochi. Does Rav Adar bar Ava indeed say that halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda when it comes to muktz that you are more machmir? Umi omer av ade ba'ava hochi, va omer av ade ba'ava, daf choftes omer alef. Nochi shechok akav bebikas, if a guy goes and takes a log on yontif, and he makes now a chakika, he carves out and makes it into a utensil. If you have a log and you carve it out and you hollow it out, so now you made it into a big container that you can put stuff in, that you can store water in, you can use it. That's what they did in the olden days. Before pots and pans, that's how they made bowls. They took a log and carved it out. But that's called noilad, because right now it's a new entity. Up until now, it was non-existent. Chavtes Amar Aleph on the top, but now it became Noila on Yontif. So Nochi, if a guy came, Shechoka Kav Bikas, and he carved out into this log a hole, and he made it into a usable bowl, Mesika B'Yontif, you're allowed to use this log as firewood on Yontif. Now, why could you use it as firewood? It's a new entity. Up until now, it was a log. And now it became a bowl. Up until now, it was not able to be used as a bowl. And now it became a bowl they can utilize and fill it up with something.
What did he carve it out?
He took it on Yontif. The Nochi is allowed to carve, but the Nochi created Noilad. A Nochi can create Noilad by Kelim Shal Yisrael. That's a question by Kelim Shal Nochi, if it's called Noilad. But if you take a Jewish man's log, and on Yontif the guy comes and carves it out, till now it was a log, and now it's a bowl. So it's Noilad. And the Gemara's Kasha is, Rav Adaba Av is the one that Gufa says that Nochi Shechok HaKabe, because he allowed to be Masik, he allowed to use it as firewood. That means there's no problem of Noilad. Rav Adaba Av said, Nochi Shechok HaKabe, because Yisrael Masikah B'Yontif, Yisrael is allowed to light it on Yontif, as firewood. On Yontif, you're allowed to light. Fact of my Noilad, who? It's Noilad. If you say that Rav Adaba Av, who gave this teretz before, that everyone holds of Rabbi Yehuda, there's a problem of Noilad, and that's why you're not allowed to be madlik, according to Rabbi Lozar. Rabbi Kiva also holds of him. Just he says there's no problem of Noilad because Kippur already is Mavatar Hashem Kli. But there's a problem of Noilad. Here we see clearly you're allowed to be Masik B'Yontif on something that's Noilad. Rav Adaba Av is the one that says this statement. In fact, the Gemara, V'amai Noilad who? Enter the Gemara, L'divreim, the Rabbi Lozar, Rabbi Kiva, Ko'amalei, V'lei Eloi Svigalei. Rav Adaba Av himself does not hold the stringency of Noilad like Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Adaba Av says, you're allowed to use as firewood something that became a new entity on Yontif. He doesn't hold of Noilad, he holds like a Shimon when it comes to Noilad. So why did Rav Adaba Av give this teretz? According to Rabbi Lozar, Rabbi Kiva, he's explaining the Mishnah. The Tanoim of Lozar, Rabbi Kiva, that argue if you're allowed to light a wick that was not singed, so right now it's becoming Noilad because it used to be 3x3 and now it's becoming 2.9. That machloikas, if Kippur Moil or not, but at the same time, that machloikas is according to them. They hold Rabbi Yehuda, but I myself don't. Rav Adaba Av, a person, does not hold Rabbi Yehuda. He holds that Nochi Shechok HaKabe, because you're allowed to be Masik on Yontif, this din Noilad. Just the machloikas, Tanoim, of Lozman, but even the Mishnah, he explains because of the Issa of Noilad, and that's why you can't be Madlik. That was one teretz. Comes along the Gemara, says another teretz. Rava Omar, Hanutayme de Rabbi Eliezer. The reason Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah that says, a madlikim boy, in what? In a psila sagebet shekiplo veloy hivavo, that it wasn't singed, is because Hanutayme de Rabbi Eliezer fish a madlikim a psila she'en b'chugeches. A psila that wasn't singed, veloy hivavo, is a problem that it doesn't light well. It's a practical problem that you might be matim because it doesn't light well. So it has nothing to do with Noilad, it's because it doesn't light well. And likewise, shmatas that weren't lit beforehand. That's the minhag that the people go before the wife lights the Shabbos candles and they light it. So like this, it lights better. You know, Hanukkah before you, many people before they light the Hanukkah candles, they light it in the daytime so the wicks light. Otherwise the cotton doesn't catch on so well. So that's the reason. And if it doesn't light well, it's going to flicker, and if it flickers, you might come to adjust it on Shabbos. And if you adjust it, you might be havari. It might be over the is of havara on Shabbos. So the reason why eimad likin is because of she'enim chugeches, because it doesn't light well. Rav Amar Hanitamid Rabbi Eliezer v'she'emad likin b'psilu she'enim chugeches v'lo ibe smartutin she'enim chugochin. And likewise, you can't use shmatas smartutin that are not burned and singed before you use them as wicks. Zog the Gemara. Now, Tosafos over here points out, venirali, the bechinam nogu anoshim lahadlik hapsila. This is in Noah, Tosafos in the middle of Dibur Maaseh Rava, by the first thin lines, venirali, the bechinam nogu anoshim lahadlik hapsila vilchaboisa. There's no reason that people light before Shabbos the candle and then blow it right out so it should light better. Why? Kadesh te'emu veves. We're saying now the machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Kiva is, are you allowed to light a wick that's not singed? Rabbi Eliezer says a madlikin because it doesn't light well if it wasn't singed before. And Rabbi Kiva says you are. Well, the halacha is like Rabbi Kiva. So if that's the case, you don't have to do something where the halacha is not necessary. That's how Tosis brings. Now the Rosh over here says that the minig is that we do light it beforehand, in order that it should light better over Shabbos. And he doesn't say that it's Medina. That's how the Shulchan Aruch and Rambam paskin. It's not Medina because we don't paskin like a Belozer, but it's Medin Minig. No one's not going to argue on the fact that it lights better. It lights better when you singe it. So that doesn't mean you have to singe it, but you could singe it. It's a minute to do so. And Ramos says so. And the men usually do it. They light it before to prep the candles for the women. Rabbi Kiva is not choishes for Shema Yata on something that's not singed. True, there's a chashko Shema Yata that something that doesn't light well, you might come to adjust. He says this type of flicker of a non-singed wick, eventually it catches on. So we're not choishes for Shema Yata. And we pass like Rabbi Kiva. You pass like Rabbi Kiva. You're not choshev for Shema Yata if it wasn't singed. You're allowed to light Shabbos candles even if it wasn't singed before, if it wasn't lit beforehand. Ramon Reish Samach Dalet does say it's a minute to do so. Zog the Gemara. So if this is the case, so till now we explained the cryptic brisa that Heine Ratoni Gimel al Gimel Mitzum Tzomers. Because the reason why it's Gimel Mitzum Tzomers, it was exactly 3x3 because that's what made it Noilad. But now we're saying that it's not relevant. El Hor Ratoni Gav Yosef Gimel al Gimel Mitzum Tzomers Lemay Hilchasa. Because now we're not going with the problem of Noilad. The reason why you can't light it before was because you're being mishtamish in Noilad. Because it was exactly 3, and now it became 2.9. But now that you're saying the problem is because it's not singed, it doesn't light well. So what's the price of Gimel Gimel Tzom is relevant for? So Gimel Inyan Tuma. That's a new din. That's coming to tell me the din of Tuma. The Tanan Gimel Gimel Shomru, this din of Shloish Hatzbois, Chutz Min Amelol. It's excluding the hem. Divrei Reb Shimon, Chachama Omrim Gimel Gimel Chuvonos. There's a new machlokes. When we say what's the minimal size of a beged, so we said 3 finger breadths. Does that mean 3.1 because there's always a hem strands at the end that you need to fold, to bend, to sew, to weave? That last, you know, even the talis today has things coming out. That's decorative, but really any piece of clothing needs a little extra in order to hem it. So that extra malal. Is that included in the 3x3 and it ends up really being a patch of 2.9? Or no, it's excluding it and you need 3.1 in order to end of the day have a patch of 3x3. That's the machloikas. So when it's said in the Braisa, Gimel Gimel Mitzum Tzomos, it's a kabbi, the din of Tumah, that 3x3 exactly is enough, meaning you don't need the additional piece for the hem. Or it's a machloikas, as we find over here. Reb Shimon says that it's excluding the hem, and the Chumash say, it's mechuvonis, it's with the hem itself. Meaning it can end up being even less than that. And that's what we're saying. Like the Chachomim, Gimel, Gimel Chuvonis. Not like Gabi the din of Hadlaka, they not be Malik in Noilad. No, because the reason of the Is Hadlaka is only because it doesn't light well. And Gimel Mechuvonis is a new din in the Malal. Zok the Gemara, Omrav Yud Omrav, Mesikin Bekelim. On Yontif, a person is allowed to light things that are considered utensils. You cannot light something that became a shivrei kelim. That's like a new entity. According to Rabbi Yehuda, something that up until now was considered a utensil. And now that it cracked and broke in half, it's not a utensil, so that's a new entity. That's noilad. Noilad is considered muktzah. So you can't be mishtamish, you can't light it. You can't utilize it. But if it's a utensil itself, you're allowed to light it, because it's when you're lighting it, it's not a new entity. It's still a kli. It's still something that's considered a utensil. On Yontif, yeah. Because on Shabbos, it's of course, it's Havara. And we're lighting before Shabbos. We're talking about on Yontif. Yontif, you're allowed to light, but you're not allowed to mishtamish in Noilad. Muktzah is also. A new entity is a type of muktzah that Rebutit says is also. Omega vidomagav, mesikim bekelim. You're allowed to be masik bekelim. The aim is sikim beshivre kelim. Div Reb Yehuda. Reb Shimon Mater. That's the famous Chalik Zubi Reb Shimon. Mesikim betamarim. Likewise, you're allowed to light, utilize tamarim, dates. Ochlon. If you ate them as firewood, you can't use the pits as firewood. Why? Because up until now, the pits were part of the fruit, were part and parcel of the fruit. Now that you ate the fruit, the pit is a new entity. That's noilad. You can't utilize a pit that you ate on Yontif, and now you have a pit. Oh, I got new firewood. That's called noilad, new firewood. So you can't use the pits. Again, Reb Shimon Mater. The third machlek is, masikim begoizim, you're allowed to use walnuts as firewood. But if you eat the walnuts, you can't use the shells. The shells till now were part of the fruit. It covered the walnut. Now, suddenly became firewood. That's a new entity on Yontif that you created. You're not allowed to utilize noilad. Why do you need a three-way machlokes that the Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon argue? Number one, You're only allowed to utilize Kalim and not Shivre Kalim, which is considered Noilad. It's a new entity. And Shimon says it's Mutter. Number two, you're allowed to use Tamarim, but you can't use the pits because that's a new entity. And number three, you're allowed to use walnuts, but you can't use the shells if you ate them on Yontif because that's a new entity. We know that already, that a new entity is considered Noilad and Muktzah, and you can't utilize it. So, you need the three of Machlokes. The Ashmina Kamaisa, if we just say the first case, they're not allowed to light shards, new entities that became Kalim Shvogim on Yontif. I would say, over there, Rabbi Yehuda is stringent. Before Yontif, it was a utensil, and now it's not a utensil. It loses its status of what it was before. So that's why it's Noilad. A shard is a new entity. But when you take a date, there was always a pit inside the date. It's not like I created a new entity. When it's a broken utensil, till now it was a utensil, and now it's a broken utensil. But when it comes to a pit, it was always a pit. So till now it was, and now it is. So Amos Shap Edomi, maybe Rabbi Yehuda agrees that it's not Noilad. And the Chiddush is Komashal, and it is Noilad. Because till now, it was a pit inside a fruit, and now it's a pit on its own, which is a new entity. If we'd say the case of Gagirim of pits, Havmina over there, the Mikoga Mechasin, Vahashta Megalion. The reason why that's Noilad, because originally it was covered, and now it's exposed. So that's called a new entity. Till now, I never knew about this pit before I ate the fruit. So now it's a new entity. But the shells of walnuts, they were always revealed. The walnut, you see the shell before you ate it too. So maybe that's not called noilad because I always saw it. True, till now it was part of the walnut covered the fruit, the nut, and now it's not used anymore as a shell. But it was always exposed, so maybe that's not called noilad. V'hashtu migalia, emes shapidomi tzicha. So that's what you need the three of machlokes. Now, the Bir HaGro, in this Etzem Din of the first case, of Masikin B'Kalim, that you're allowed to light utensils themselves, but you can't light broken utensils. So he bavarans in Shin Yudalad, something that the poskim can discuss, that let's say there's an issa called Binyan Vestira B'Kalim, which is a whole sugya. You're not allowed to take on Yontif and destroy Binyan Vestira, destroy or build utensils. That's like destruction. So anytime you light a full utensil, true, it's not considered noilad because when you're lighting it, it's the same utensil. It's not a new entity. But right now you're burning it and you're being soysa, you're destroying. So it's destructive. It's like knocking down a home. It's stira, not in the home, but bekalim. So there's the issa of stira bekalim. So why would Rabbi Yehuda allow masikim bekalim? There's the issa of binyan v'stira bekalim. You're not allowed to be destructive on utensils. You're making it, just like you're not allowed to destroy or build a home, you're not allowed to build or destroy kalim. So the Goyin says that the Havara, when you burn it, it might be destructive, but it's a groma ba'alma. A groma by stiras kalim is mutter. It's indirectly, it's not me directly destroying. I'm not taking a hammer and breaking the utensil. I'm putting it in the fire. Now, after 10 minutes, it's destructive. That's not cool that I destroyed utensils. That's indirective, and that's why it's mutter. Now, that's the questions in the Achronim is, if Isha Mishim Chitzov, the famous Nemuki Yosef, if my fire is considered my extended hands, if I light a fire on Yontif, which you're allowed to, the constant burning of the fire is as if I'm standing there and burning it, so why is it an indirect destruction? It's direct, because Isha Mishim Chitzov, the fire is me. So that, you have to say that Isha Mishim Chitzov is only a din in the Zokin, and not in Shabbos. That's what the Goyin holds. You have to know the Muki Yosef exactly. Now the other Achronim say there's an Or Sameach on the Rambam on Shabbos in Perek Chof Gimel. He says as follows. He says if someone takes a book on Yontif, you ought to burn on Yontif, and you take the book and you put it into the fire to use under your stove, you burn the book. Now, are you going to tell me that you're chay because of Moichik? You're erasing. I'm erasing the letters. Of course not. Why not chay because of Moichik? Because he says the reason is because when you totally consume it, that's not called moichik. When you take and you erase something, that's called moichik. But when you totally consume something, that's not called a maisa mechika. So the same thing over here he wants to say. When you take the utensil and you destroy it, that might be stira bekalim. But when you take it and you totally burn it and consume it, that's not called destroying utensils. That's total consumption. Stira bekalim, he says, means maisa shvira. But not something that's totally destroyed. Totally destroyed is not a maisa shvira. That's not called stiras kalim. Just like totally burning a book is not a maisa mechika on the oisius. Same thing over here. The nafkamina would be The Achronim discuss, let's say you take a cigarette on Yom Tov, you're allowed to smoke, that might not be healthy, but you're allowed to, and you're burning the letters of Marlboro on the side. That's not called moichik. Why is it not called moichik? Because it's totally havara kong to the Ayar Sameach. I'm totally destroying the cigarette. I'm totally burning it. That's not called ma'isa mechika. Or you take a cake. There's a machloek zapoiskim. You're allowed to, if you're eating the cake and you happen to be eating and destroying the letters of happy birthday, that might not be called moichik. That's called total destruction. That's not called a ma'isa mechika. According to the Ayar Sameach, how he explains the sugya over here, or mesika bekelim, that it's not called of stira bekelim. Zok the Gemara. A birthday cake, exactly. The Tosfos over here, Diba Maschil, Ochlon ain Masikim Bigarineim in regard to the pits of the Tamarim. Even if I had in my mind I wanted to utilize those pits for firewood, but as long as they were part of the fruit, so the fruit needed them. You know, sometimes fruits, in order to stay fresh, need the pit. So the pits are part and parcel of the fruit. The fact that I want to utilize it, that doesn't make it that it's not noilad. Because it's necessary for the fruit. Now that I ate the fruit, so it's a new entity. Now it's not necessary for the fruit anymore, because the fruit's not here anymore. So that's why it's called Neulands. Zog di Gemara, Utsricha. Oh, so we said the Tzrichusa, why need all three? Now at the end of the day, the Gemara says there's a Tzrichusa, but Kamash Melon is that the Machloikas and Neulands is by all three cases. Even by something that's exposed, like the shells, it's still called noilad because at the end of the day, it's a new entity that up until now was a shell and now it can be utilized as firewood, so we look at it as noilad. Zog the Gemara weiter, v'ho de Rav la beferish itmar ele miklole itmar. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, the three statements. Number one, mesikim bekelim, mesikim b'shivikelim, the machlokes rabbi and b'shimon. Number two, mesikim b'tomorim, and not the garinim. And number three, the machlokes the gabi egoizim and the klipas. So this din of Rav, that if it's a question of noilad on the shells and on the pits, is not something that was beferish, but rather miklola. The Rav ochal tamri v'shod kashayis lebucha. Rav ate the tamarim, this is a regular weekday, and he threw the pits into the stove. So what happened? Omer Reb Chiya bar Pachsi. Omer Reb Chiya bar Pachsi. Bar Pachsi. He called him bar Pachsi, which means son of Gdolim. Connect the Yontif Asa. If this would have been done in Yontif, it would have been forbidden because you're utilizing something which is a new entity. The pits of the Garinim is Noilad. So from the fact that Rabbi Chiya told Rav that if this would have been on Yontif, it would have been Asa, from here Rabbi Yudom and Rav derived that Rav holds the din of Noilad. So it's not Beferish, but rather Miklala that is din of Rabbi Yehuda. Zogdemar Kibla Minei or Loi Kibla Minei. Did Rav accept this statement that connect the Yontif is Asa or not? Zogma Toshma, the following raya. Chi osa Rav leBovel, and Rav came to Bovel. This is ready on Yontif. Ochal Tamri, he ate the dates, v'shodi kashayisa lechivso, and he threw the pits to the animals. So my lav v'farsayisa. These are very ripened dates called parsayisa, Persian dates, and the pits have no remnants of food on them. That means up until now, it was a food item, and now the pit became animal fodder because there's no food remnants on it. So it's a noilad. You being mishtamish benoilad, he gave it to the animals. So it's Rav Eloi Kibla Minei. That means he did not accept it. That means he held the allowed to be Mishtamish Benoilad. Up until now, it was a regular food item that was meant for human consumption. And now that you have this pit with no remnants of food on it, it's only meant for animal consumption because it's not meant for human consumption. So it's Noilad. It's a new entity that's ready to be fed to animals only, exclusively. So it's Rav Eloi Kibla. He did not accept this. And he was Mishtamish Benoilad. So we're talking about types of dates that are not so ripened. So they have remnants of food around the pit. So just that if it has remnants of food, so it's ready for human consumption even after you finish the fruit. So it's not noilad. It's not a new entity that's only for animal consumption. It's ready for human consumption too. I happen to feed it to the animals, but it's be'etzim, not noilad, because it's be'etzim still edible for human consumption. Like by a plum, you have remnants of fruit around the pit too. So the pit is not called a new entity. He happened to feed it to the animals, but really it's still ready for human consumption too. So there's no raya that loy kibla minei, maybe by real noilad, he would have agreed that yinala be mishtamish benoilad. Now this whole sugi is negeh aloch lemaisa. Whenever a person eats a peach and you have the pit, or even when you take sesame seeds, garinim, and you have the pits, so these are the garinim, and these are the shells. The whole shaila of mukta, it would be applicable over here since it has no purpose for here. The question is how to get rid of it. It's a gaf shereya. It's disgusting to leave around. You take it betiltel agav. That's a whole sugi by itself. Zog di gemara vayta. Omar le Rav Shmuel bar Bar Chanan le Rav Yosef. That which Rabbi Yehuda said, they allowed to utilize the kelim itself and burn them as firewood on Yontav, but you can't utilize shards. Shards is noilad, it's a new entity. You can't use a firewood, something that became noilad, something that became a shard on Yontav. So why is masikim bekelim itself muta? Every kli, once you light a drop of it, it turns into shards. And now that you're stoking a fire on Yontav, which you're allowed to, you're stoking Shivrei Kelim. You're being mishtamish b'Shivrei Kelim. You're not going to be mishtamish b'Shivrei Kelim. The Shivrei Kelim is noilad. Every full kli, even though you started off the burning and utilizing for firewood, something which is a full utensil, not noilad, but now that it becomes Shivrei Kelim, after it's in the fire, it turns into shards, and you're still being mishtamish. So you're being mishtamish b'noilad. How are you allowed to be mishtamish b'noilad? We see from the Gemara's kasha over here that v'chiko mahapach b'yisuko mahapach. The only question the Gemara was bothered with was the fact that you're being mahapach b'yisura, you're being mishtamish in the noilat, in the kli that turned into a shivrei kelim automatically. The problem is not being nana from the muktzah. There's no issa to be nana from the muktzah, to be nana from the noilat. You're allowed to be nana from it. You're not allowed to be mishtamish in the noilat. There's a big yisoid over here that we see there's no issa to be nana from muktzah. The whole Gemara's question is only you're not allowed to be mishapach, you're not allowed to be mishtamish in the muktzah, but to be nana for muktzah, you're allowed to. Rashi before said on Chof Chesamid Beis, the chiddush was that hodam rinam esikim bekelim dafke shela yiga boy achash nifchas. They're not allowed to be nogea even in the kelim after it became shivrei kelim. And that we ask the kasha. The Ramos says clearly in Simon Shinches that you're allowed to touch muktzah. You're just not allowed to be metaltal and be mishtamish muktzah. You're not allowed to move it. But the mere touching would not be forbidden. Rashi says shela yiga. So over there, some achrayim want to say there's a difference between noilad and muktzah. Noilad, you're not allowed to even touch. Mashenke muktzah, you're allowed to touch, you just can't move. But over here, Kaponim, we see that the issa is for sure to be mishtamish in the noilad. To be nana from the noilad is no problem, but you're not allowed to be mishtamish in noilad. So how are you being mahapach? How are you being mahapach in the shivrei kelim, even if you're masik b'kelim? How could you utilize as firewood regular kelim? You're being mahapach b'suka mahapach, it turns into shivrei kelim. And for the Gemara, the Ovat Kid Rav Masna. You do the following Eitzah. You do Rav Masna's Eitzah. The Omer Rav Masna, Omer Rav, Eitzim Shenishu Min Adekel. If you have twigs, branches that fell off a palm tree on Yontif, and they fell into a tanur, into an oven, be Yontif, so you can't utilize twigs that fell off the tree on Yontif. That's Noilad. That's a new entity. Up until now, it was part of a branch, and now it's firewood. So what do? Marbe Eitzim Muchanim, you add additional firewood that was prepped before Yontif, which is not Noilad. It was ready to be used as firewood all along. You had a whole pile of firewood. Eitzim Muchanim, Umasikon. And you add that into the oven. So it seems like the Gemara is saying, Rav Masna's Eitzim is to be Mevatel Isel Chatchila. You're taking ready-made Eitzim Muchanim, and you're Marbe on the Eitzim that Noshim in Adekel. And that's how you're being mevatel the is of being mishtamish in noilat. So the Gemara is saying the same thing over here. How you're being mishtamish in kelim every time you're stoking it, you're mahapach b'yisura, it turned into shivrei kelim. The answer is you do like Rav Masna. Take additional firewood that's mevatel this and not kelim. Take additional wood that's not kelim and be mevatel this shivrei kelim which might have turned into noilat. So you're not being mahapach b'yisura. You're being mevatel it by having a lot more firewood. So there's a big machlokes b'shoinim over here. It's actually in Beya. What's the yisoid over here? After all, ein mevatlin issa lechatchila. How could you take now marba leyen that you're taking eitzim uchonim and you be mevatl? I, we know ein mevatlin issa lechatchila. You can't take a pot of soup that chaza fell in and now be mevatl, add more water to be mevatlit. Ein mevatlin issa lechatchila. So the Gemara in Beya says that by an issa drabonon, you're allowed to be mevatl lechatchila. The Gemara in the beginning of Beya, the Avdal Omid Beis. So here also, this whole din of noilad is an issa drabonon. This whole branches that fell up the tree is noilad. It's an issa drabonon of muktzah of noilad. Or it's a chashash that you might come to take additional branches off the tree. It's a drabonon de kedin. So on a drabonon de kedin, you're allowed to be mevatel lechatchila.
That's how the Mashmor is in the Gemara. Now the Ran Taka learns in Beya that this Gemara's teretz of Marbe Aleihem Eitzim Uchanim Umasikon is a din and bittel. So then you have to know the whole sugi of Mevatlin Nisil Chatchila. That's how the Ran learns. Pshat is, it has to be that your Marbe Eitzim and the original twigs that fell off the tree, those that were Noshim and Adekel, are not going to be nicker once you marbe. So it's a dim bittel. It's not tarovis. It becomes mu'urv in such a way that it becomes tarovis. I mean, that it's not nicker anymore. That's called a dim bittel. The Rashba learns the sugi differently. The Rashba learns the vort is not mitaras bittel. It's not, you're going, not going to as bittel. The marba aleim, eitzim uchonim umasikon, is not a teres bittel. The vort in the marba aleim is, zok the Rashba, that the whole problem over here was noilad. So once, just like by muktzah, certain things are muktzah, but tiltel menatzad is mutter. When you indirectly touch the muktzah and move it, it's called tiltel menatzad. So here also, marba aleim eitzim amasikon, you make it a tiltel menatzad. The eitzim shenoshim in adekel are noilad, are muktzah. But once you marba aleim, so not the pshat yemavatl the eitzim shenoshu. Now you're utilizing, you're being mahapach ade tiltum and atzad. Since you have many more firewoods that you put in here, so the eitzim shenoshu, you're being metaltum and atzad indirectly. So that's why it's mutter. So mail it's a big nafkamina. It's not bechal sugi of eimavatl and isel chatchila according to the Rashba. The whole vart is that you're creating a situation that's called tiltum and atzad. Ayade, the fact that you have more firewood, so now the eitzim shenoshim nadeko remain only tiltum and atzad. So the nafkamina would be legabe the din of mevatl and isel chatchila. That's not the sugi over here, but rather it's the din of tiltum and atzad. We'll stop over here, 10 lines from the bottom, Choftes, Amid Aleph. The next teretz of the Gemara is a new teretz. Rav Amnuna Omar, a whole new teretz in the din, the Machlokes of Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva.